Nolte, Thanksgiving SCOTUS decision shows we're one vote from losing First Amendment. By John Nolte on November 26, 2020. What have we already learned on this Thanksgiving Day? That we are one vote away, just one little vote, from losing our sacred First Amendment rights, our right to assemble and to worship our God. You don't need me to tell you, well, maybe if you attended public schools you do, that one of the primary reasons the pilgrims jumped on the Mayflower and came over to this continent was to escape the religious persecution of fascists like New York's Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, who flagrantly issued an edict outlawing religious services of more than 10 or 25 people, depending on the area. Cuomo audaciously wrote his own law, one that violates the First Amendment's right to peaceful assembly and the First Amendment's explicit call for government to not interfere with how American citizens practice their religion. And all of this is happening in a political environment where the corporate media and Democrats like Cuomo violate their own rules, encourage, and even join violent protests led by the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So, some mass, much of it maskless, gatherings are approved while peaceful religious gatherings are not? This, by the way, this singling out of religious people, is the very definition of persecution. If that's not disturbing enough, Cuomo would have gotten away with this. No, it's worse, a governor singling out the religious for persecution by executive fiat would not only have gotten away with this were it not for Amy Coney Barrett. He would have received a rubber stamp of approval from the Supreme Court. As Breitbart News reported earlier, the U.S. Supreme Court granted an injunction Wednesday evening against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on religious services in a 5-4 decision. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg were still on the court, Cuomo's fascist persecution would have been sanctified by the highest court in the land. And we would have lost 5-4, primarily because of George W. Bush appointee John Roberts, who the useless establishment said was someone who could be counted on not to rewrite the Constitution, and has in practice ended up being just another radical leftist enamored with the authoritarianism of central planning and one-size-fits-all boondoggles like Obamacare. Let me close with this. Now that we are all educated on the risks of the coronavirus, there is no valid reason to keep any of these Stalinist lockdown orders in place. We know the risks. We know the survival rate, according to the CDC, is around 996 out of 1,000, so it should be up to us to assess the risks, to decide whether or not to choose freedom over safety. If I'm wearing a mask, why should I care if you don't? If I'm social distancing, why should I care if you are not? We didn't outlaw gay sex when the AIDS virus had a fatality rate of 100%. We educated the public on the risks and allowed people to make their own decisions. In that same spirit, we should not be outlawing or restricting anything in the face of a virus with a 996 out of 1,000 survival rate, much less the First Amendment. But there the First Amendment dangles, by the skin of one measly vote. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.